Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Bartok, the musicianship of Vanessa May, music from the stage and screen by Aaron Copland, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin with some music by Boccherini. Now, born into a musical family in Italy back in 1743, a long time ago, at a young age, he was sent by his father, who was a cellist and a double bass player, to study in Rome. He later went on to Vienna with his father, where they were both court musicians, eventually ending up in Madrid, where he was employed by the Infante Luis Antonio of Spain, the younger brother of King Charles III. Now, all was working out just fine with this appointment, until one day the king wanted him to change a passage in a new trio. I guess a king can do that, and ordered to change it. But Boccherini, in a cheeky move, instead doubled it, which led to his dismissal. I guess that's what we do call artistic license. He wrote a large number of great chamber works during his life, including around 30 sonatas, of which we shall start the program with his cello sonata in E flat major. Here is cellist Anner Bylsma and pianist Bob and Van Asperen.
Thank you.
Such beautiful, rich sounds to begin the program. That was cellist Anna Bilsma, joined by pianist Bob Van Asperen, and Boccherini's Sonata in E-flat major. And why not? You know, if you're a regular listener, you do realize that we play oboe music every week. We're going to do it a little earlier in the program today, and featuring some music by Benjamin Britten. Now, he was born back in 1913, and many think of Britten primarily as a composer of vocal music, but actually in the early years of his career, he was primarily an instrumental composer. 18 of his first works were for instruments alone. We're going to be hearing his Fantasy Quartet. Now, this is one of the works that made his name known. It was composed back in 1932 when he was, get this, not yet 19. And it is dedicated to the great oboist Leon Goossens, who performed it on a radio broadcast back in 1933. And later at the International Society of Contemporary Music in Florence, a great feat which was deemed actually as the second work worthy of his craft. Well, as history proved, they were kind of wrong, and he went on to achieve great, great things. So let's take a listen to the early stylings of Benjamin Britten, a beautiful work, his Fantasy Quartet for oboe, violin, viola, and cello. We're going to hear Pamela Woods on the oboe. She's joined by the Audubon Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
A powerful piece for oboe and strings. We heard oboist Pamela Woods. She was joined by the Audubon Quartet, and that was Benjamin Britten's Fantasy Quartet for oboe. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And as promised at the top of the show, let's hear the artistry of Vanessa May. Now, she was born Vanessa May Vanacorn Nicholson back in October 1978 in Britain. Now, people have referred to her musical stylings as violin techno acoustic fusion. Okay, that's like about 20 years ago. But she was a former child prodigy and became a successful crossover violinist, with album sales reaching over the million mark. And she made herself the wealthiest young entertainer in the UK back in 2006. She definitely has mastered the art of collaborating pop and classical. As a child prodigy, at the age of 13, she was also the youngest soloist to record both the Beethoven and the Tchaikovsky violin concertos. Tough ones to do, according to the Guinness World Records. She's also a great skier, and she did compete back in the 2014 Winter Olympics as a downhill skier, representing Thailand. And she's also very candid, again, about her personal life, saying that has been quoted as, "You don't need a ring to say I love you." Well, she plays a mean violin. Here is Bach's Staccato and Fugue.
We'll be right back.
Nobody can say that wasn't passionate. It was the performance of Vanessa May, and that was Bach's Toccato and Fugue from her recording, The Violin Player. Now, there seem to be a lot of composers starting with B on today's program, so we're going to move on, why not, to the music of Bartok. Now, this next work, his Divertimento for Strings, was written in the dark years of the Second World War. Now, this work was written as a commission from the Swiss conductor, Paul Schaefer. In 1934, Bartok wrote, "Virtually everything I have done has been commissioned. Luckily, the work went well. I finished it in 15 days. Now, this was definitely a creatively rich period for Bartok. He had just finished work on his violin concerto, which is fabulous, and went on to write his sixth quartet. This morning, we're going to reap the benefits of this creative time. And here at the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields was Sir Neville Mariner. This is the middle movement, the Molto Adagio, from his Divertimento for String Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with Sir Neville Mariner conducting. And that was the middle movement, the Molto Adagio, from Bartók's Divertimento for String Orchestra. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And since we explored some composers starting with the letter B, feels a little bit like Sesame Street, but we're going to move on to the letter C. The great talents of Aaron Copland. Now, he was born back in Brooklyn and was trained by the likes of Nadia Boulanger and went through a variety of styles and techniques in his compositions, from serialism right through to jazz. This next selection that we're going to hear, which is called Quiet City, was originally written to underscore plays written by Irwin Shaw. Now, the music is very special. It tells the tale of a young man imagining the night thoughts of city people and trying, through his trumpet playing, to arouse the consciences of other characters and audiences. Now, although the initial play only ran about two nights, Copland's music has endured as a great concert piece. This morning, we're going to hear a lovely performance at the Boston Pops Orchestra. Can't beat that, featuring Tim Morrison on trumpet and Lawrence Thorsenberg on English horn.
Thank you.
The Boston Pops Orchestra with John Williams conducting and Aaron Copland's Quiet City. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. I want to thank you for joining me and look forward to catching up again next time.